this week on Strong Arm Sports Podcast.
Now, hold on. Let me tell you why I like this place called Twitter. That she was just there doing her job, and she asked Cam Newton this question, and he laughed at her, and it made her feel bad. And Twitter being Twitter, they got in her mentions. They went back and looked at her past and found out that she got a couple of racist tweets.
We supposed to be the losers, but we winning though. They used to laugh at us, now we winning though. They used to tell me never in my lifetime. I guess they wasn't in their right mind. Underdog.
Yo, what is going on, folks? Welcome to a brand new exciting episode of Strong Arm Sports Podcast. The realest sport podcast in all the land. That's what they tell me anyway. Folks, if this happens to be the first time you guys are watching the show live on YouTube, or if you're listening to it on one of our various podcast avenues, first of all, thank you for tuning in, regardless of where you at. And if you don't know about our podcast avenues, man, we are on iTunes, we're on SoundCloud, we are on Podomatic, and we are looking into seeing if we can get our podcast on Spotify as well. We want to be everywhere you guys are, man. We want to make it as easy as possible for you guys to tune in. If you're watching on YouTube, you notice that I'm solo today. Normally, I got my compadre LaParis with me. He has some business to take care of, and as promised, man, we told you guys, never again will we miss another show. Like, we're just going to find a way to make it happen, and today we kind of got a one-man fast break going on, and trust me, I've been here before. You get the rebound, you put it on the court, and you just barrel down the court, and you get the layup or the dunk. If you young me, you get the dunk. If you old me, you get the layup. I got a great show for you guys today, man, and I'm going to tell you what this show does. As the weeks go on, man, we know you guys got school or work or whatever you're doing throughout the week. If you're an adult like me, man, you got grown folks' responsibilities, your kids, whatever going on at the house, and you can't pick up everything going on in the sports world. But if you missed any sport news in the previous week, man, you don't have to worry. We cover it for you. We throw away the bad stuff. You know, like Cleo did with the cassette tapes when she hijacked the car. If it was bad, we throwing it out the window. We keeping the best stuff. And all you got to do is tune in right here every Sunday. Or if you want to listen while you at work on the podcast, you can pick it out any day that works for you. Check us out. And I will be right here giving you guys the sport news. So, without any further ado, man, let's jump into it. I'm going to start today's show off with some NBA news. Let's do it like this. I want to start off in Houston, man. Y'all know I'm a James Harden fan. You may or may not have known that I got an actual video on my YouTube channel on me and James Harden on the court together, you know, doing a little basketball tutorial. Check that out. Check that out. I'll put links in the description. But anyway, James Harden is in the news. Not for the first time he's been criticized by somebody else, but I think, as far as I can remember, this might be the first time that this criticism got to James enough for James to fire back. In case you guys missed it, his ex-head coach, ex-NFL legend Kevin McHale, said that James Harden isn't a leader and said that the new acquisition of point guard Chris Paul is going to help James Harden become a better leader. It's going to help the Rockets because the Rockets don't have a leader. Now, those type of comments have been said about James Harden before. This ain't the first time somebody said he's not a leader. We just recently heard his ex-teammate Dwight Howard say he's not a leader. But for some odd reason, coming from Kevin McHale, that moved my boy James Harden the wrong way. James did not like that. And you know what? The day after this practice, James Harden had time. You know what I'm saying? He got time today, cuz. They asked James Harden, how you feel about the comments from Kevin McHale? He said, you're not a leader. And my boy James, he was ready. He was ready. James Harden says, first of all, he's a clown, to be honest. He said, ever since I stepped foot in here, I have done any and everything to try to be a leader. So when Kevin McHale was my head coach, I did any and everything he asked of me. So if I'm not a leader, it's because he failed as a coach in teaching me how to be a leader, because I did everything he asked. And you could tell that it really bothered James Harden. Not that this comment was made, but that this comment came from somebody who he felt like was a mentor to him. Later on in that same interview, they asked him, do you think that Kevin McHale is bitter about losing his job here? He said, obviously he is, but I had nothing to do with that. You know, as a player, I got to come in. I got to do my job regardless of who the coach is. I got a job to do. And you can look at it on the court and see now that they got a new coach. After D'Antoni came in when he wanted to move James Harden to a point guard, James Harden took that challenge and he stepped up to the plate, I got to say. So I don't have any reason to believe that James Harden has not done everything that was asked of him. I did a little more research, man, and I uncovered the fact that James Harden reads leadership books. He organizes team functions and social events for the team. Like, he runs all that. And I think he's a pretty loud voice in that locker room from what I did the research on. Now, Kevin McHale said that he actually saw times where James Harden would tell the team, like, we need to step it up on defense, and the team would be looking like, man, you know, because maybe they didn't respect the level of defense that James Harden was bringing. I don't know if that's true. That's what Kevin McHale said. I also saw Paul Pierce on TV speaking on this thing, and he said, if you were the type of player that's, you're not coming to practice giving it your all, you're not diving on the floor for loose balls, you can lose that voice, and it can be a situation where your teammates don't value you, they don't value you as a leader. And since he said practice, it made me think about, Allen Iverson took his team to the finals. He took a bad team to the finals. And it was always this whole thing on the side about him in practice. I don't know if it was blown out of proportion or what. I know AI says it was blown out of proportion. But I've heard some stories of AI, and I know how he rolled with his posse. I know even if it was a paid event, like a commercial or whatever, they said when AI felt like he was ready to be out, he was out. Like, you know what I'm saying? You didn't let him know when to come or when to leave. And I don't hear anybody question AI as a leader. And maybe I just missed it. Maybe they questioned him too. I don't know. But James Harden definitely had a problem with ex-head coach Kevin McHale calling him out as a leader. He did say this, though, and this is what I like about the kid. He said that Kevin McHale was right about one thing. Says Chris Paul coming to the team would make him a better player. Things that he's going to take from Chris Paul to make himself better. But he said, hold on. He also said that it's some things about him that Chris Paul is going to take from him to make himself better. So keep an eye on this dynamic right here. A lot of people going at that boy James Harden head, and I feel like since he's been in Houston, he really been the man. I don't know. We'll stay tuned. Another little fun fact I got about the Houston Rockets that came out last week in a preseason game. My boy Andre Roberson. The fact that he ain't got a T in his name makes me want to say Roberson, but it is actually Roberson. Andre Roberson picked up his dribble behind the perimeter. You know what happened? Chris Paul backed off of him, waved him off, watched him take the three, watched him take an air ball, and then yell, hell no, after that man missed it. So, Andre, keep working on that jumper, man. They do not respect this man. They sent him to the charity stripe. He can't make free throws consistently. You already know he ain't a three-point shooter. We've seen games of him making threes, but I'm talking about you ain't afraid if you don't rotate and pick up Roberson. You ain't afraid. Anyway, let me stay with the NBA news. I got more. The NBA released this past week that they now have a new format for the NBA All-Star Game. That's right. The love affair between this country and fantasy sports has found its way into yet another All-Star event. Now, the NBA is going to have two captains that would draft their team. No longer do all the Western Conference stars have to play on the West and the Eastern Conference stars have to play on the East. You could see LeBron and KD and Steph on the same team. You never know. Now, can I be honest with y'all? Because that's what we do on this show. We be honest. I give y'all the strong arm truth. No sugarcoating. No biases. Is this going to make this game any more entertaining to watch? Probably not. Ain't nobody playing no defense. Nobody's trying. If anything, the only effort you see in these games are to try to get the best highlight plays. You see alley-oops. You're going to see a lot of dunks. You're going to see a lot of... This year, I'm going to go ahead and call it. You're going to see three-pointers being pulled from half court. It's just going to be a lackluster snooze fest. It's just going to be a snooze fest. Of NBA All-Star Weekend, I think the actual All-Star game is the lamest part of the whole weekend. Three-point contest is better. Dunk, I don't know. If they bring back AG and Zach LaVine, we got to see how Zach's coming back off that injury. But the actual All-Star game is always kind of just boring to me. I'm just going to be honest, and I'm an NBA fan. So I don't know that this is going to make it more exciting, but it's worth the shot. The NBA is trying. I guess we'll give them props for that. Now, this next topic right here is a perfect example of when somebody tries a little too hard to be funny. The funniest things for me in my life is when somebody's just kind of doing their own thing and they crack you up. But when somebody's trying real hard to be funny, they usually lame. So for this next news, man, I want to talk about ex-NBA All-Star Kenyon Martin and current NBA journeyman, I guess you could say, Jeremy Lin, the athlete formerly known as Lin Sanity. Man, Jeremy Lin do a lot of crazy stuff with his hair. He always has. It don't really shock me. It probably don't shock anybody. In fact, you probably could get an annual calendar with 12 different images of Jeremy Lin with 12 different hairstyles. And his current hairstyle kind of caught some folks off guard. Got it shaved around the sides, kind of got a nice little fade, but the whole top is dreadlocks going to the back. And in case you guys don't know, Jeremy Lin is Asian American. So it looks a little weird. Kenyon Martin in a post said, Hey, we get it, Jeremy Lin. You want to be black. And he wanted it to be funny, but it wasn't. And the backlash came. Anytime you do this, a backlash comes. The backlash was on this man, Kenyon Martin. He said that he was called racist, of course. He was called an N-word. Folks was telling him to go back where he came from, which is always the funniest insult. Like, I came from here. What do you mean? I came from here. I was born here. But anyway, Jeremy Lin responded in a typical Jeremy Lin way. He said, you don't have to like my hair, but I think it's dope that I got dreadlocks, just like I think it's dope that you got Chinese tattoos. I think it's our way of embracing each other's culture. And when somebody come back at you like that, what can you do other than look stupid? So Kenyon Martin says, it was supposed to be a joke. You know, it got taken wrong. I apologize. I've reached out to Jeremy Lin via DM. I would like to get his number so we can clear the air. I wasn't trying to be racist. It was supposed to be funny. Yeah, but it wasn't, though. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just be trying a little too hard, Kmart. Just, you ain't really a comedian, bro. We know you for a lot of things. Being funny ain't necessarily one. Now, speaking of being funny and it backlashing, I'm going to use this right here to segue into my next topic. And coincidentally, my only NFL topic. How is the NFL season in and we still don't have NFL topics? NBA all day, man. That's what I'm trying to tell you. But anyway, Cam Newton. Most of you guys have heard it. Cam Newton had a great game. After the game, reporters was asking questions and female beat writer Jordan Rodrigue asked him a question that was, I'm trying to think. Can I be real? Let me be real with y'all. I'm gonna address the elephant in the room. It was a bad question. She asked him about Devin Funches and embracing the physicality of his routes, and Cam's got to be pleased to see him truck sticking people. And Cam tried to be funny. Cam said, "It's always funny when I hear a female talk about routes." And you can tell he was trying to be funny because of the way he was talking. He was like, "It's like talking about routes," and nobody laughed. And Cam instantly realized that he messed up. But instead of just clearing it right there, he went on and tried to get back serious and he answered the question as best he could. But it was too late. The backlash was on. Now everybody's saying Cam is sexist. He's this terrible person. And he's lost his sponsorship with Dannon, who couldn't wait to replace him with another black quarterback. They just picked up Dak Prescott. They got Cam out of there and they took the next guy who could possibly fit in Cam's clothes. Like, if they had clothes on set, they was like, go get me a brother who can fit right in this. We need like another 6'5", 250-pound cat. And they was like, Dallas got one named Dakota. And they was like, get him. But anyway, the point is this. Cam's comments, his reaction to that question, was it wrong? Absolutely. Did it come across sexist? Absolutely. Should he have said it? Absolutely not. Should he have apologized as soon as he realized the joke wasn't funny? Yes, he should have. But what he should have did, I mean, he should have said something about the question. It was a bad question. And it's okay to say that it's a bad question. Nobody wants to say it was a bad question because she's a female and it's going to come across as you being a sexist. It was a bad question. At the same time, it ain't the first bad question Cam has been asked up there. And it ain't going to be the last bad question. So unless you're going to be an ass to everybody that asks a bad question, just answer them all. Now, hold on. Let me tell you why I like this place called Twitter. Twitter is my favorite place in the whole wide world. Jordan Rodrigue went to Twitter to kind of, you know, throw a little bit of a pity party about how bad her feelings was hurt, that she was just there doing her job, and she asked Cam Newton this question, and he laughed at her, and it made her feel bad. And Twitter being Twitter, they got in her mentions, they went back and looked at her past and found out that she got a couple of racist tweets. She's got tweets where she's using the N-word. She's got tweets where she's saying that she was riding home with somebody who cracked racist jokes all the way home, and racist jokes are so funny to her, blah, 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 blah. And now she's apologizing. So Cam is apologizing. He released a video saying that he felt bad about it and he was wrong. He shouldn't say it in the comments. He tries his best to use his platform to make everybody feel equal. He dropped the ball there, which he did. He said he's a father of two daughters. He realized how bad that looked. To me, the apology video, it seems sincere. To me. Now, I can't speak for everybody else. I saw the video. It really seemed like a sincere apology. As a man with a daughter myself, I felt him when he was like, yo, that I feel stupid. Like, I got daughters. I realized how that looked. But it's crazy. Like, just that quick, Twitter got an old girl mentions and found out what we all know, which is that none of us are perfect. We all pretty much got some mistakes. So at the end of the day, man, Cam, you need to get your stuff together, man. Stop trying to be funny. Just stop trying to be funny. Just answer the questions and go on about your business. And Jordan, stop being racist. Racism ain't never funny. Now, let's jump on to some fun things, man. Let's talk about some college football, man. This was an amazing week of college football. Check the hat. Check the hat. If you're listening in podcast land, just take a split second to sneak away. Your boss ain't never gonna know. Use the company computer. Go to YouTube. Check out my hat. Look at the hat. Anyway, I got a few notes, man. We're not gonna go through every single thing that happened in college football this week, but man, it was a great week. When I say it was a great week, it was a great week. Let me tell you what happened. Number 7, top 10 ranked Michigan falls to crosstown rival Michigan State. The Spartans pull off with the win 14-10. I got more upsets though. Number 17 ranked Louisville with Lamar Jackson, last year's Heisman Trophy winner, still a phenomenal player, but that team looking like they need some more talent. They fall to NC State. NC State ain't playing no games, right? They not playing. I see you. Number 3 ranked Oklahoma falls to Iowa State. I would like to rewind and toot my own horn. Earlier, we kind of had a question about Oklahoma and whether or not they was for real. LaPera said, I think they for real. I said, I don't believe them. I don't believe them. They fall. And folks, this one right here may have not been an upset in terms of rankings, but if you follow this series, if you follow these two teams, you know it was an upset. Man, Miami breaks a 7-game losing streak to beat Florida State in Tallahassee. It was an amazing game. It is one of the best games that I've watched recently. It was back and forth. It was never a point where you was like, man, this game is terrible. I'm going to turn it off. Started off being a defensive battle. Neither offense could get going. Mark Walton, the running back for Miami, played on a somewhat injured ankle. He didn't look himself. He couldn't get going. Meanwhile, Florida State had two backs back there, Akers and Big Boy. I can't think of Big Dude's name, but they was running all over Miami, gashing Miami. It was a great game. Came down to the last final seconds of the game when Miami scored on a touchdown that had to be reviewed numerous times, and it was just a great game. Great, great game. Now, for Miami, I want to say one thing. I still don't think Miami is quote-unquote back, but as a Miami fan, I've been a Miami fan since they was up. I stayed a Miami fan when they was down, and I definitely feel like they are on the road to being back, and this is going to be a tremendous confidence builder for this young team to not only beat Florida State, finally, but to beat them in Tallahassee, to beat them on their home field, man, it's great. It's great. I know this team, it's got to be surging. They deserve every bit of it, man. It was a great day to be a Cane fan yesterday. Now, I'm going to wrap this show up with this. First of all, man, if you guys don't know, we do a pick 'em game every single week. Last week's pick 'em game was Detroit versus Minnesota. I picked Detroit. LaParis picked Minnesota. You guys know Detroit got the victory. I'm not even sure why we still do a pick 'em game on this show. I literally win all the time. I win all the time. I also said Dalvin Cook would not get 100 yards. LaParis said he would. I wasn't trying to get you injured, Dalvin, but Dalvin didn't get 100 yards. Dalvin got hurt. Dalvin's gone for the season. That sucks because that kid was having a phenomenal rookie season. Right behind Hunt, in my opinion, as far as rookie running backs. So, won't be doing a pick'em game this week because, you know, we would have did one this week and it would have been Florida State-Miami. Miami won. I would be up again. We might retire the pick'em game. Like, it's just not even fun anymore. Like, I like to win, but I want to feel like I got a chance at losing, and I don't feel like that. So I'm going to end today's show. Going to keep it quick today, man, so y'all can get back to business. Going to end today's show with the Strong On Performer of the Week, which is a very prestigious award in podcast history that we give away to a male or female who raised his or her level of play to ensure that their team got the victory. And when I tell you who I'm giving this award to, man, if you saw the game, you know it's fitting. I'm giving my award to a 5'9", 180-pound short white wide receiver from the state of North Carolina who gashed the Florida State secondary over and over again. I'm talking about Braxton Berrios, the senior wide receiver for the University of Miami. 8 receptions, 90 yards, 2 TDs. I think he had like a 50-yard kick return in that game too. He was just he wanted it. Like, I could see it. He wanted it. Number 8 came to play yesterday, and for that reason, Braxton, you are my Strong Arm Performer of the Week. Yes, big time game, man. So do me a favor, guys. Tweet me email me or hit the comment section below. Let me know who you guys got for Strong Arm Performer of the Week. And give me some ideas. What y'all want me to do about the Pick'em game? Like, should we keep doing it? I don't know. I kind of feel like no. Anyway, folks, before I get out of here today, I told y'all it was going to be a short show because it's just one person doing all the talking. And y'all thought I had the big mouth. But now you get a chance to see if it's just me, the show will be shorter. But anyway, before I get out of here, man, one thing I definitely want to say. People, stop trying so hard to be funny. It's biting you in the butt. It bit Kenyon Martin in the butt. It bit Cam Newton in the butt. One other thing I want to throw into this Cam Newton thing, and I'm not saying that this played a factor because maybe it didn't, but after Twitter got in Jordan's past, Twitter realized, she also had some kind of funny comments about Cam. She called him Mr. Peanut, you know, and it makes me wonder if Cam, because trust me, if y'all think these athletes, I'm not saying these athletes sit here and search their name on social media. Some of them do. Some of them even got separate ghost Twitter accounts. Kevin. But if you think they ain't got a team of people that know this kind of stuff, it almost makes you wonder if he comes out and he sees her answering the question and he knows that she been on Twitter popping about him. You know what I'm saying? So he tried to be slick and it bit him in the butt. But the moral of the story, the motto I want you to carry this week is if you're not a funny person, just don't try that hard to be funny. Just be you. The funny stuff people will laugh at. And then if you're not funny, nobody will be upset. But when you're trying too hard to be funny, sometimes you're the ass of your own joke. That's all I got for today, folks. Again, I want to thank y'all for y'all support. You're going to see more stuff coming on this channel. We're trying to work behind the scenes and come up with some more things to deliver to you guys. And like I'm showing you this week, the one thing we want to bring you guys is consistency. Never again will we miss a show. We'll just find a way to make it happen. Leave a like if you enjoyed the show. If you're new to the channel, hit subscribe. If you're new to the podcast, subscribe to that or follow it. Whatever you do on Saturday, whatever you do, man, follow us. Tell friends about us. Help us continue to grow. Just show your support that you've already been showing. We cannot thank you guys enough for it. I'm out the next time, folks. Peace.